What if government could be as innovative, nimble, and ambitious as the most cutting-edge tech companies? In Mission Economy, economist Mariana Mazzucato challenges our fundamental assumptions about capitalism and government's role within it. When President Kennedy declared America would put a man on the moon before the decade's end, he wasn't just announcing a space mission. He was demonstrating how purposeful public leadership could mobilize society towards seemingly impossible goals. The Apollo program employed 400,000 people and generated countless innovations that fueled decades of technological advancement. Today, as we face existential challenges from climate change to inequality, this moonshot mentality isn't just appealing, it's essential for our survival. The modern economic system has become dangerously unbalanced. Real wages have stagnated for decades, while CEO compensation has skyrocketed from 20 times average worker pay in the 1980s to 129 times today. Fortune 500 companies spent nearly $4 trillion on stock buybacks in the decade before 2019, prioritizing shareholder returns over resilience, a decision that came back to haunt many industries during COVID-19. Meanwhile, our most pressing collective challenges remain unaddressed, with climate tipping points approaching faster than previously predicted. Since the 1980s, a harmful narrative has dominated. Government merely facilitates while businesses create value. This ideology has undermined public institutions' confidence and capability. History reveals a different reality. Nearly every technology making smartphones smart, internet, GPS, touchscreens, voice recognition, emerged from public funding. The iPhone represents not just Steve Jobs' genius, but decades of government-funded research that absorbed risks private companies avoided. The notion that government should only fix market failures misunderstands market development. The Human Genome Project, a $3.8 billion public investment, generated approximately $796 billion in economic returns by 2013 by creating an entirely new market where private genomics research flourished. Treating public institutions like businesses and outsourcing their functions doesn't save money, it diminishes capability. UK private finance initiative projects ultimately cost taxpayers five times their original capital outlay, while US federal contractors typically cost 1.83 times more than government employees. Most damaging is the myth that government shouldn't pick winners. This distorts history and creates a system that socializes risks and privatizes rewards. When Tesla received $465 million in government loans and succeeded, it was portrayed as private sector achievement. When Solyndra received $535 million and failed, it became evidence that government shouldn't invest at all. This asymmetry prevents the public from sharing in the upside of their collective investments. The Apollo program offers six crucial lessons for addressing today's complex challenges. First, Kennedy provided not just inspiring rhetoric, but concrete purpose that galvanized widespread engagement. Second, NASA embraced experimentation and failure as learning opportunities, using goal-oriented procurement that provided funding with broad guidance rather than dictating solutions. When a computer error appeared during Eagle's lunar descent, 23-year-old engineer John Garman identified it as non-critical within seconds, the kind of split-second decision-making that NASA's innovative culture made possible. Third, NASA succeeded through organizational dynamism, decentralizing authority to laboratories and bypassing bureaucratic procedures when necessary. Fourth, its public-private collaboration generated innovations across numerous sectors, from digital telecommunications, which became foundational for Motorola, to advances in food, medicine, and material science. Fifth, while Apollo's $25.8 billion expenditure faced scrutiny at the time, history has validated its value through technological spillovers that fueled the IT revolution, all for substantially less than the 2008 bank bailout in inflation-adjusted terms. Finally, NASA maintained strong internal expertise rather than relying on consultants, forming direct partnerships with innovative businesses through flexible procurement contracts. This internal knowledge prevented contractor capture and ensured intelligent partner selection, a capability many government agencies have since lost. Unlike Apollo's purely technological challenge, today's problems are wicked, combining technological, social, political, and behavioral factors. While we landed on the moon, we still struggle with complex social problems. The UN Sustainable Development Goals provides an ideal framework for mission-oriented approaches with 17 interconnected challenges. Effective missions must be bold yet achievable, with clear direction and measurable targets. A mission to build 100 carbon-neutral cities would drive innovations across mobility, construction, energy, and food systems. Similarly, cleaning plastics from oceans requires collaboration across marine science, materials innovation, waste management, and behavioral psychology. The key is breaking down grand challenges into actionable missions with clear metrics while maintaining implementation flexibility. Organizations like DARPA exemplify mission-driven innovation by attracting talent through purpose rather than salary alone. Its approach has produced transformative technologies like the internet and GPS through small, empowered teams with significant autonomy. Successful implementation requires outcome-focused policy instruments, from procurement contracts to prize schemes like the XPRIZE Foundation's competitions that have catalyzed breakthroughs in private spaceflight and oil spill cleanup. A Green New Deal represents perhaps our most critical mission transforming production, distribution, and consumption across the entire economy to address climate change. For success, governments must redesign financial instruments, directing public banks toward green projects, using regulation to reward sustainable banking, and implementing carbon border mechanisms. The current pace of green transition demonstrates the failure of relying on carbon taxes and market forces alone. Healthcare innovation presents another urgent mission. Despite massive public investment, $40 billion annually from NIH alone, drug prices remain prohibitively expensive. The hepatitis C drug, sofosbuvir, developed with U.S. government funding, was priced at $84,000 per treatment course by Gilead Sciences. During COVID-19, substantial public investment in vaccine development lacked sufficient safeguards to ensure global accessibility. Future health missions must establish clear rules of engagement that prioritize public health over profit maximization. Narrowing the digital divide represents a third critical mission. With 21 million Americans lacking internet access and half the global population unconnected, digital inequality worsened during pandemic lockdowns. Past initiatives like Obama's ConnectED program and the 1980s BBC Computer Literacy Project demonstrate how government-led missions can drive technological democratization while fostering business innovation. For mission-oriented approaches to succeed, we need purposeful government alongside a transformed private sector. 7 principles can guide this transformation: recognizing collectively created value, shaping markets rather than just fixing them, building capabilities for experimentation in all organizations, implementing outcomes-based budgeting for long-term impact, sharing risks and rewards between sectors, forming purpose-driven partnerships, and ensuring diverse participation throughout the process. The question isn't whether we can afford these missions, it's whether we can afford not to pursue them. The costs of climate inaction alone exceed the investments needed for transition. As Kennedy said of the moonshot, these are acts of faith and vision that define us. By reimagining government as innovative and reconfiguring markets to serve public purpose, we can transform capitalism into a system capable of addressing our greatest challenges. When Neil Armstrong viewed Earth from the moon, he saw an oasis in a sea of darkness needing protection. This perspective captures mission thinking, seeing shared challenges from a vantage point revealing both their urgency and our collective capacity to address them. Our future depends on being as bold in addressing Earth's challenges as we once were in reaching for the stars.